So it's just like the heap, a heap of powder, dust, but different shape and form, conditioned by karma. There are many conditions for everything, but this is a condition by karma. Yes, only temperature. No citta condition, no karma, no ahara. It need not eat. It doesn't have to eat at all. It can arise and fall away.
Often, so for example, if someone has more accumulation on listen to the bird or like the shiny stuff,
it's there already.
Right. But five different people walking down the street, they look at different thing, right?
By different contact,
by
mental
different
factor, mental factor.
Right, but they observe two different objects.
Even so, whatever, it depends on conditions and contact. Contacting what? Then citta and cetasika arise with it.
Right. So for someone accumulate a lot on shiny stuff.
Even now, the cittas here and there are different by accumulation. Not even just at moment of listening to the bird.
Right, but maybe Sarah has more interest listening to the bird than me.
Because of previous accumulation from life to life.
Right, so because the higher accumulation, so she's easier at the bird to.
And you know what pachaya is there? It is aramanupa nisya pachaya. One is used to like that very much, so it conditions the other moment liking it again and again and again.
Right.
Like the food, see?
Yes.
And with, there are so many dishes, but when you just stretch your hand out to pick, that is by aramanupanisya pachaya. And Kunsara pick different by her own aramanupanisya pachaya. What is like can be conditioned for further moment of liking it. That way, like the blue or the green or the red or the white, what color do you like? Depending on past experience and past accumulation of likeness.
Right, so that's why I thought the voting is dependent on accumulation.
We have to understand perfectly each word, each reality, whether it is kusala, vipaka or kriya. For example, that which can be known now is seeing is vipaka, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching is vipaka. The other vipaka cannot be known now. What can be known after is like or dislike of that which appear. So everything we are talking about is like it's at the bottom of the ocean. It doesn't come out to appear as it is at all. But there is seeing at that moment. There are other moments of citta follow instantly, immediately unknown. Only like or dislike is there to be known. All cetasikas and citta arising and falling away, performing the function to be sankhara dhamma, to be conditions for other moments.
Okay.
They will say when it's time. This is a rest for Ajahn chatting about Dharma.
People rest on the bus yesterday, and I rest by having Dharma discussion with the guide.
This is the best rest. Kusala chitas, especially.
Sit still and think and see what's the use of helping the others to understand. Only that person has accumulation enough. And right understanding can arise even now. And we learn that whenever right awareness, there is also, whenever there is right understanding, there is right awareness. But as long as it's not at level of satipatthana, direct awareness, it cannot be known. Everything cannot be known unless the moment of the direct understanding of our reality, which appears no selection at all. Like now, hearing appears, no one make it arise. So no one can make panya arise at all. No matter how much one pay attention and try very hard, thinking all the time, it's helpless because it's not the way panya is. It hinders panya because the idea of self is so very, very deep. But the master is loba, because even avidya, ignorance, is there. It is not seen.
I told Achan that I would not quite really understand. I need some time to think. But Achan said, there are some. The more you understand Dhamma, the more we face very. We know that we just understand very little.
Instead of trying very hard to know more.
I think the point was that if one just tries to pinpoint, oh, this is this condition, that is that condition, this is how many cheetahs, this is how many cheetah seekers, it's like we said earlier to Vincent, what about touching now? What about hardness now? Sometimes one forgets about this moment.
And what motivates that idea again?
Actually, it was not just try to pinpoint the moment. Just want to understand clearly about the relation between the rupa and citta.
You know that if there is no understanding of a condition right now, it's impossible to understand that. For example, even aramanapaccaya, one forgets. Because it's not just the matter of trying to know the paccaya, but understanding the characteristic which is not self as not self. And then the paccaya does not come in words at all. But the understanding from whenever we study from book intellectually conditions such understanding directly. No selection. Which paccaya is there? How much one knows about paccaya? Otherwise it cannot be the second vipassana yana. Paccaya parikaha yana. In order to have less attachment, the more right understanding grow, the less attachment is there. Because panya is different from attachment, it knows, it detaches. But it does, if it does not know, lopa is there, ignorance and attachment go together. So it's very hard to understand attachment when it is all around, see? Attachment to seeing, attachment to hearing, attachment to wanting to understand paccaya, always attachments. So only panya can understand and can know attachment, but it needs higher panya.
Attachment to person. My problem.
To everything. Yeah. But you see that we take it for a person, right? But actually, it's not the, what you call, the force of that person. It's not the force of that person to condition attachment, but the attachment here conditions long, long time ago and so great that when there is the right moment and right object, it's there. So, and panya can understand, but in the beginning it cannot understand the danger of lopa, but it just begin to see that it's not self. This is the main point. Because no matter how great attachment is there, it falls away already. But the self just regret about having it. But the panya do not let it go, like no more attachment, but let it go, attachment to it as something self.
the last
attachment takes it, takes itself always clinging to something or someone because of not understanding reality. We think this is my problem, I'm so attached to people, but actually it's not my problem. It's just moments of thinking with attachment that fall away instantly and they don't last at all.
If it's your mother,
yes, so common, yes, but actually we think it's my mother's attachment or my attachment, but actually just moments of attachment and thinking long stories because of sanya and clinging to those stories or those ideas, taking it for someone or something. But even those moments of clinging, they don't last at all.
All the time, again and again, it's so disturbing.
Sanya is due to know that it's wasting of time because there's nothing, only the object of attachment. It can be any time.
Weak to see it. Panya is too weak.
We don't mind at all. Just develop panya or let panya understand better and better, and panya will work its way.
And if we mind about the clinging and are disturbed by the clinging, then it's just more disturbance about the disturbance.
More self.
I don't like this. I don't want this kind of thinking. But that thinking and that attachment is conditioned when and falls away anyway. So no point in minding or thinking it shouldn't be like that.
And the object of attachment does not last at all. Only thinking.
Only thinking.
Yeah. And the other moment it can be attachment to other things. Instead of that, because of this, it's stored in the accumulated in the citta. Nothing can take it away. Only panya will clarify or purify it little by little. Only that. So be happy whatever happens. It's just a moment. And it does not last. And what we take for what is only a reality which has fallen away completely. Completely no more.
No, yet it's just a moment. See?
Understanding little by little. Yeah.
And never mind, even if there's no understanding now, that moments of ignorance, it's also just passing reality. So it doesn't matter whether there's a lot or a little of understanding, attachment or disturbance or moments of kusala, they're all gone instantly. And when we think we're so attached to people, but actually if there's no visible object seen now or no sound, no thinking about people, so actually it's visible object there's so much attachment to, and sound, and that's why there's thinking about them again and again. Yeah, but it's so common, and it's not my disturbance, just common ordinary realities. Yeah. It's like that for everyone, just so common,
and it accumulates so very little at a time, but it's so great when it's more and more accumulated.
Yes. But no need to think about it, how much or little. Just let it just perform its function and do its job. Otherwise, as soon as one starts thinking about a lot or a little of understanding, it's like one's disturbed again, attached to the understanding.
That's why Buddha taught a lot about corpse. No matter it's by way of samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana, because it's so true. In Thailand, or I don't know the other country, the cremation is in the area of the temple, which is not suitable for monks at all. And I try to say that it should be outside the area of the temple, because the monk, where the monk lives, is not the house, but it's the quiet place suitable for development of right understanding according to Vinaya only, not doing anything else. And someone showed me the clip in the iPad about a place in Thailand that it's not in the temple at all, and it's just like in anywhere in the old days, even the Buddha's cremation, the Bajikoi, the log, the wood, the pie, and the body. A man fully dressed up with the hat, hat too, and shoes, all right, but hat too. And when the fire begins, I never saw such a picture at all. I don't know what, but it bursts out, it comes out from heat.
Okay.
Yeah, in heat. I don't know what is what at all. See, only that, just the skin here covers up that which is as ugly as that. But attachment is still attachment because of ignorance from eons and eons ago. But one day, when there's more understanding, the first thing is to understand that it's not anything permanent, but not the attachment to people and things. It's still there because it's not that stage of understanding or enlightenment yet.
The point was that because we think it's something so special or beautiful that we're attached to, but when you see the corpse burning on the pyre and the innards and the open and the innards exploding, you can see how ugly it is. Nothing beautiful, nothing to be attached to. We've seen that. I've seen that in India by the Ganges, the fire with the...
See closely, but
I have before, yeah.
Very closely?
Yeah, quite closely, yeah.
Like what I said?
Yeah, very similar.
That's why it indicates that the karma is so great. It has been accumulated. Only Panya can really understand it as it is. So don't mind whatever happens, yeah? At all. Because the object of attachment keep on changing all the time, from this to that, for sure. Yeah.
And definitely what there's most attachment to, one thinks there's a lot of attachment to other people, but most attachment to one. So, for sure, like as soon as there's a thought, oh, it's no understanding or little understanding, it's all attachment to oneself.
As soon as it matters.
Yes. But one always forget that.
As soon as one's disturbed by anything, the music or what someone says or no understanding, it's oneself.
But since we always is used to attachment to oneself, we don't think of that. We think of other things.
It's so much, yeah.
But if it starts mattering to you, to any one of us, that it's so much attachment, it's creating more.
As soon as we wake up in the morning, attachment to what's seen, what's heard, what I'd like to drink, how everything is comfortable, it's all to oneself.
Don't think about to be aware or anything. Only when there are conditions is right awareness. With right understanding, that's it. Otherwise, it's not that which is conditioned.
Ajahn mentioned about seeing a dead body just then. Did you have a question about that? Because we had a bit of a chat about the Satipatthana Sutta and the reference there to the cemetery contemplation.
It's more on the fondness of the body, not the dead body, right?
Well, there's two things in the Satipatthana Sutta.
Right. Right.
Body also. We had a short discussion about that the other day. Did you remember?
Right. I'm not really that much concerned about that. No. Okay. The discussion we had before was more about the bhikkhus that Buddha spoke to in the Satipatthana already at a high level, already supposed to be at advanced level already. But I still question, what Buddha spoke about the fullness of the body, there must be reason that he warned the bhikkhus to have contemplate on this. So does that mean, because we are talking about Panya and
I think that the reference there means that the Buddha wants us to contemplate on, or wants the monks to pay attention to foulness of the body, or the cemetery, or anapanasati, these things mentioned in the...
Right, is that some sort of advice, or just a description?
Because you see that people have different accumulations.
Yeah.
One cannot imagine how much different they are. But that's why Buddha taught in everywhere, for everyone, for every latent tendencies.
Every accumulation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, if you think, let's select the rupas of the body, or anapana, or the foulness, it's selection and method all over again. The Buddha was talking about those at that time who were already living in the forest, or who often commonly in a day would see skeletons or corpses, like in India. And so at that moment, any time there can be understanding and awareness, not going and selecting and deciding that there has to be awareness of this object or that object.
Like now, we don't know the other's accumulation or even one's own at all, but we can talk about every truth that can help at any time.
Knew others' accumulations, and he would know for a group of monks, for instance, the ones that you mentioned, Vincent, where, you know, in the forest already, contemplation of the body, etc. He wasn't instructing them to do that, but he knew that hearing that would be valuable for them, that would help their understanding. He knew that. So we talked about this the other day, that there are no instructions anywhere in the Tipitaka. The Buddha's not telling anyone to do it.
He didn't set any rule that today I'll talk about this and the other day I'll talk about that. It depends on conditions.
Like some bhikkhus at that time, they'd already developed high degrees of samatha calmness. They'd attained jhanas already. It was already their daily life to have jhana with anapana as breath, as object. So even at those moments, there can be understanding, there can be awareness that these are dhammas that are anatta, not this is what one should do.
For example, when cancer gets to the stage where there is pain, still rupa. But what experience? What to, for there to be pain
is nama.
The experience is nama. But it's not. It's not touching. It's just changing.
Like now, just like now. Yeah. Suppose, yeah. Okay.
It must be, if it's experiencing of the rupa, it must be either seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or thinking. Yeah. But through the sense door.
But through the sense door. So the sense door, for instance, some of the pain in the body would be internal changes experienced through the sense door, right? Through body sense. This body sense is just arises
just and falls away in split second.
Yes.
So it's rupa anywhere,
mm-hmm.
No matter what stage.
Right. Right. But when there is painful bodily feeling,
it is the citta, which is dosa mula citta.
Okay. And it's not necessarily Okay, I'm talking about internal pain.
There's no self at all. It's
right.
Only that experiencing.
The rupas that are, the groups of rupas that are rising and falling away in the body, which are not experienced, are just groups of rupas arising and falling away. What is experienced through the body sense can only be hardness, softness, temperature, emotion. Can't be anything else.
Which can, accompanied by painful feeling, hence the pain.
The pain
stage disease or something.
Well, this is an idea. The painful bodily feeling is the citta, accompanied by unpleasant vedana.
Right.
All are conditioned by karma in a moment. Citta and unpleasant feeling.
I understand all of that. Yeah. But when we're saying there must be a, there'll be a, there needs to be a sense consciousness.
If it's not experienced, then no sense consciousness.
But still can be the pain.
Cannot be pain without experience.
That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going with it.
If there's no bodily experience, there's no pain.
Right. Right. So Jonathan said it's not touching. There cannot be touching within the body.
He talked about the cancer from the lab. The piece of cancer from the lab.
Oh, from the lab.
Yeah.
There's no touching at that moment.
No, but internally there's touching. That was my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I misunderstood something he said, but there is a body consciousness. But if there's internal pain.
What do you mean, like now there is bodily consciousness? Let's say we've been sitting too long, so my hip, you know, it's sore, we say conventionally. So there's experiencing of hardness or temperature at that moment with painful feeling. Now, that hardness or that temperature, we don't have to call it internal or external. It's just
But there is a bodily consciousness.
The outside and the inside.
The object. And it's accompanied by painful feeling.
The what?
There is a consciousness that experiences that object, hardness, that's what it is, which is accompanied by pleasant feeling. Unpleasant feeling.
Yes.
So
and
we
it's
know,
different from the hardness
right,
out there.
Exactly, but it's not seeing consciousness.
No.
It's not hearing consciousness. It's not likely tasting consciousness. So it is bodily consciousness.
Yes.
Okay,
and
that's all I was saying,
And whenever it's unpleasant feeling, painful feeling, the only vipaka, citta can accompany is the bodily experience.
Right, okay, that's where I got confused earlier. That's what I was trying to say. When I said touching consciousness, that was wrong. It should have been bodily consciousness.
Well, you can call it
I can call it anything.
Bodily consciousness,
Jonathan had said that there's no touching consciousness within the body.
It's touch. The feeling is not pain. When one touches the cancer in the lab.
In the lab. No pain there. No pain there. No, I'm talking about cancer in the body. Not cancer that has been taken. Not the pain.
Because there is also bodily feeling, right, at moment of touching.
There is also
bodily feeling at moment of touching, but it's not pain. Because it's only a piece of cancer.
Right, and I think that's where we got confused. I'm talking about a piece of cancer that's been taken from the body.
Right.
And when it's in the body, if it's early stage, you may not feel it.
No matter what stage.
You may not feel
depends it. Depends on karma at a moment, and it's just for an instant, and then gone, completely.
That,
and at other moments, there's no painful feeling.
I understand
feeling at
all of that.
So there are many, many other moments of bodily experience, no painful feeling at all.
I understand that. That's not.
Even whether any stage, it just depends on karma at that moment, whether
well,
there's any painful feeling.
So let's not use karma, let's use a disease that causes a lot of pain.
But even if it's a disease that we say conventionally causes a lot of pain, it's just for a moment, it doesn't last, and many, many other moments of bodily experience, no painful feeling.
Right.
But what caused the pain?
Some kind of form of bodily consciousness.
That's all.
That's all. Okay. That's all I've been trying to clarify.
That's
because
all.
I got confused over there. Exactly. It has to be bodily consciousness.
Yeah.
Or body consciousness or whatever. Touching. We don't think of touching within the body, but it's bodily consciousness. That's right. Because the body's not just the external. That's all.
But when one touched the piece of cancer in the lab, when they're touching, it depends.
Yes.
Just like touching the cancer.
No matter outside or inside.
It depends.
It
depends on karma at that moment too, whether that bodily consciousness is painful or not painful. No matter it's that cancer or this cancer or this hardness or that hardness.
Because the cancer cannot feel. But the touching, see, no matter touching the piece of cancer or table or whatever, it depends on conditions.
Yeah, no, my only confusion was when you can't have touching consciousness cannot rise with the body. But yes, I understand. Thank you. Yeah, no, certainly when touching something from the lab, not likely going to be bodily unpleasant feeling, but
any moment, even now, can be. Even now, like sitting
suppose
in the van.
Suppose this is cancer.
Yeah.
See?
Exactly.
Only supposing.
Mm. Supposing it's cancer.
Suppose we can suppose anything.
Right.
But reality is hardness, softness.
Yes.
Any time.
Just because it's called cancer and people get excited
does not mean anything other than
normal touching.
Just bodily.
It was just in the bodily. No panga in between.
Because chitta is always in the last moment of life.
Right.
Actually, it's the same kind of chitta as bhavanga chitta, but chitta is the name that is given to
the last moment
of life.
Which conditions the... No, it doesn't. Well, it's an enabling condition for the Patisanti chitta.
It just is the chitta before Patisanti chitta.
But if no jutti chitta, no Patisanti chitta. So I guess it's enabling in that regard.
And as you mentioned, anantra.
Anantra and anantrupa nisya. Anantrupa nisya can also refer to any chitta following along, just stressing a different aspect.
So when we talk about anantrapajya, we talk about just the succession. But when we talk anantrupa nisya, we talk about the power or the strength of it that it can condition.
But
immediately.
But the pachi and the pachyupana are exactly the same. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we say. Yeah.
Otherwise, there must be the gap in between.
Yes.
Anantara would occur in it. It's anantara because it's in succession, but anantara upanisaya talks about the power of it, just of the jitta. Which has fallen away, okay. But it doesn't have any effect on anantara.
That it's so strong that it can, whatever jitta is there, it has such pachya.
The pachya and the pachyupana is the same, but it's just stressing different aspects. Anantara is pointing out one chitta always succeeds the next, and anantrupanisya is just pointing out how the reason each one follows another is because of the power of the chitta, the first chitta, the pachya, to condition the pachyupana chitta.
Upanishad, just talk about the power of conditioning.
Are there any jitta that are more powerful than others in conditioning anantara? Or it's just emphasizing, like you say, the different aspect. Okay.
That was what we said in the discussion.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when we had the discussion about, because of something in the book about doing kusala, for example, in India, or now,
yes.
And it seems at that time it may condition bodily fatigue, because if you didn't go to India and do the kusala, or you didn't give the talks in Vietnam, it seems conventionally, but I think this is just conventional idea, because the cause for the kusala is the accumulation of kusala, and the cause for the bodily unpleasant vipaka is akusala karma in the past. But we know that conditions are quite complicated, and I think this was the kusala can condition akusala vipaka, also anything can condition anything, I paktu panisya pachya or something.
We talked about it last time. Yeah. I erased the passage.
Yes.
And I told Alan Bella.
I know, but I'm just the point of discussing. I'm not talking about the passage. I'm just the point about kusala as a condition for akusala vipaka. So I think we can just say that anything can be a condition for anything. That's all. But generally, we just say the condition for akusala vipaka is akusala karma, but actually it's different factors involved.
Right, pakatu upanisya.
Pakatu upanisya.
By complexity.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we can say.
No one knows.
Yeah,
just
say pakatu upanisya pacha.
Complexity.
Thinking of ahara, nutriment. Ahara as a nutriment condition. When one takes a medication, for instance, a medicine, that there are side effects that are unpleasant. So the unpleasantness could be conditioned to some extent by the nutriment ahara, and also vipaka. We wouldn't know. Is that right? We wouldn't know which it was, the ahara or the vipaka.
I don't know what to think about it.
I only ask because I've needed to take a lot of medications in the past 4 or 5 years, some of which have produced unpleasant side effects. And then a different one comes again. Always different, yeah.
Otherwise, the jitta is full of garbage.
I'm sorry?
Garbage.
Yeah.
In the mind, leave it, put it in.
Yes. And there's always the attachment takes it for something so quickly.
Is there? It can produce disease anytime. To what object, see? Any object.
And taking the medication, there's unpleasant bodily feeling and aversion, and we don't know the effect of the rupas on the other rupas, because that will also depend on many factors.
Right. You can't know.
The weather can affect the like or dislike. See, even that.
Or the influence of the nutriment on.
Yes. You're a person who likes hot weather. You know, thrives in it. I'm a person who is so relieved to come to the cooler weather all day. different accumulations, different bodily feelings.
Or one may like a jhan, one may like the cool, but for the effect on one's body, the bodily rupas, they may have problems or difficulties. Yeah.
I know one point that came up recently on the discussion, well, the common one about metta to the dead and talking about Lodovic, and we explained to our friend, well, no, cannot be metta when there's no one one knows. And they said, oh, but because it's always another being and beings in other realms, can't one just have meta thinking about the others?
Oh, yeah, that's a question on DSG.
Yes,
yeah.
No matter what realm
he is. I think I'm not sure.
Okay, no matter what realm
he is in. Meta no.
Yes.
Meta no.
And in that example, could you say a little more why there cannot be meta, like just thinking no matter what realm, insect or heavenly realm or whatever realm, why there can only be kusala citta, like thinking of good qualities, but cannot be metta?
Can you metta the space?
Right, it's about that.
Space.
Yeah, no. You will say about ants. Ant. An ant. No metta. But adosa.
There can be metta.
Towards an ant on the floor. That's in Nakom Nayok. She brought it up, I think.
Oh, this is another one about how it can be just adosa or not strong.
Not so really metta. Yeah, not as a friend. We don't see the ant as a friend. Mm.
Not always. It depends.
sometimes one puts
pick it up. So it can be.
It can be. Yeah. But
crawl on the paper. Yeah. Then leave the paper outside. Yeah. So nobody sees.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Ajahn said as an example, she asked, "Is the ant your friend?" But we concluded it was more adosa and not so much metta on one of these discussions.
Not always.
Depending.
Yeah. Depending.
Yeah.
Depending.
Like if you just walk along the path and then maybe just adosa, but yeah, if you go to some trouble to rescue the ant or something or like... I go to a lot of trouble sometimes to rescue some cockroach and take it.
I go to
trouble to not step on.
No, I go to trouble to not step on. Yeah. But now we were talking about metta.
Yes,
in other realms. In other realms.
Like if one knows.
Still be in. In other realms.
Must be being in other realms. So is it not possible to, when one thinks of other beings in other realms, is not thinking about space at that moment, but so, okay, there can be thinking with adosa, but is it because one cannot actually be a friend or think of as a friend?
No, no.
It's just thinking, imagining.
Who knows? When will it be?
Are you ready for lunch?
Okay, yes.
You said thinking, but what reality?
Vitaka.
Usually it touches. Yeah. That's why each moment depends on pasa. Whenever pasa contact what? Citta and cetasika follows or arise together, experience that. But when there is knowing or thinking, usually we use that vitaka is thinking.
Rather than pasa, yeah.
Yeah, but at this moment it thinks or it touches.
Mm-hmm. But there are also moments of visible object and eyes.
Yes.
The ayatanas.
Succeeded from moment of seeing.
Yes. Yes,
at moment of seeing, nothing is touched.
Yes.
That's why no vitaka with seeing consciousness. Mm.
But why
you
say vitaka? Because what is the difference between...
Because there is no vitaka cetasika with seeing consciousness. It just arises by karma as condition to see. It has to see. It has to arise because it's the result of a karma. karma condition it when time comes to see. But to know what is it, it needs vitakka.
Vitakka, yeah.
Depends on what vitakka, whether thinking of this one or that one.
We learn this just to know that there is no self, that's all. Otherwise, attachment will come in and take on the other subject, followed by seeing and thinking instantly. So Panya has to understand or to be wise to Lopa at all level in all respects.
So the vitakka arises with Vegeta's following seeing in the process.
In the process?
Yes.
That's why the citta which follows seeing needs vitakka.
Right.
To be able to experience the same object that seeing sees, because the next moment cannot see. But Sampatthicchana does not see. But it's Jaya. Has the same object as seeing.
And even though it's also another vipaka citta, it needs more citta seekers in order to experience the object. I remember long discussions about this in Poland.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
So the vipaka citta, then the seeing consciousness, is strong.
And does what not is strong?
If seeing consciousness does not not need vipaka
at all,
that is that because that there's
because it's time for a certain dhamma to produce such moments, see.
Not because it's stronger, because it's weaker. It doesn't need so many chaita seekers to experience the object.
It's weaker.
Weaker, not stronger. The stronger chaitas, like for example, a moment of kusala chaita, must have. Many
seekers, yes. Yeah, I'm trying to remember something that we talked about back in Poland, and I thought it was. I guess I'm not. I'm either not remembering or not remembering correctly. But doesn't need vitakka because. It's a vipaka, is that it? Yeah.
Seeing is also vipaka.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Seeing is vipaka.
But it doesn't need vipaka.
Yes.
The next one is also vipaka, but it
needs
it.
Needs
so it's not
it.
Just that it's something. Yes. It's not just that it is vipaka.
Okay.
I sense physical base, so it doesn't need vipaka to see. She's directly. No need for vipaka to see in consciousness.
Every citta needs the base.
Yeah. And I sense is the base.
For seeing only.
So it doesn't need vipaka.
And other chetasikas either, not only vitaka, only 7 chetasikas are conditioned by kamma.
Her question is the reason it doesn't need vitaka because I sense rather than is the bhakti?
Rather than what, sir?
Every chitta needs vattu.
Vattu, so it's not because it's I sense.
But I sense.
But it's not the vattu of the mix.
Because the other citta cannot arise there, because it's the place where the rupa impinge on it.
But the I sense will last longer than the citta.
Yes,
it will last through the process.
It's the doorway for the other cittas, but it's not the base of them. The other cittas arise at Adiyawatu.
At where?
Adiyawatu.
Adiyawatu base. Okay.
Like only seeing arises.
Sampatthicchana and Sankirana, and then the other jitas arise at the heart base. Even though the eye base may still be
there, not yet fallen away.
It's not yet fallen away, but, right. It's,
but
it's
they
not
arise
the
at the heart bit.
But that's why when we're talking about the ayatanas, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that if we, even if we're talking about the other cheetahs and the idol process like sampatichanas and tirana, eye base is still an ayatana, even though it's not the vatu, because it's still the doorway
for the rupa.
For the rupa.
Sarah, can you say that again, please?
So the other cheetahs in the eye-door process of after seeing, eye sense is not the vatu, but when we're talking about the ayatanas, the coming together of the various realities, when we're referring to, for example, the other cheetahs in that eye-door process, eye sense is still the ayatana, because it's still
an ayatana.
Yes, at that moment of coming together of the different realities of the visible object, the sea of the cheetah, sampatichana, santirana, and chetasikas. So eye sense is still an ayatana.
So one of the ayatanas. But the jitta arises from the heart. Please.
Yes. And the reason it's still an ayatana is just because it's not fallen away, and it's the doorway by which the other cheetahs arise. Is that correct, Jan?
Otherwise, rupa cannot appear because it has to impinge on the jaku.
Otherwise, I didn't hear.
Otherwise, the rupa, the visible object, could not be experienced, because it has to impinge on the eye sense. It has to have impinged on the eye sense in order for it to, the other cheetahs to arise.
And it's still the object of the other cheetahs, right?
The visible object.
Yes.
It's the object of all the cheetahs in the idol process.
That's why the eye sense can be the what to. For only seeing consciousness, but the vara for other consciousness.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, eye base is only the vatu for seeing consciousness, but it's the dwara, the doorway, for the other cheetahs in the process. And that's why the other cheetahs in the process still depend on it. Because it's not yet fallen away, they still depend on it as door. Yes, that's why it is inner ayatana even for the other cheetahs. So it just shows complexity of conditions again.
Door and base,
coming
of course,
together.
They're different.
The base is physical, it's the rupa.
Rupa.
The door, the doorway.
If we're talking about the eye-door process, the doorway is I sense, so it's the rupa, yes.
Still the same
rupa in the eye door process or the sense door processes.
For mind would be
usually the last bhavanga citta before the mind door process is the doorway, the door. The base for those cittas is hadayawati. You were saying about cause and effect, for example, when we're talking about the first, yes, because of the cause, yes.
The second truth.
So if we're talking about lakupa or dharmas, we cannot say it's the result, even
but
the...
In order to attain or to understand the final nibbana, see, nothing.
Yes.
It has to be by or through the development of understanding as a cause.
Yes. And with regard to the threefold or fourfold, because when it's mentioning the threefold, it's talking about the kamavatra, rupa, avatra, and arupa vatra. So when it just says sabbe sankara, threefold, but in other contexts, fourfold, including the lokutra. Why would it say threefold in some contexts?
About three realms.
Three realms, not including lokutra. Yes. Mm-hmm.
just because they're not being referred
to? Because the words of the teaching should be considered in every aspect.
Yeah, that's what.
You cannot say just
always talk, refer to
or
them.
In one.
No.
This is from Tambat. I hope you've had a good time in supper. Below is an extract from the commentary to the Samaditti Sutta. Therein we find there are two constituents to each of the akusala karma pata that are manokarma. I'd like
manokarma again.
I know. Because when we said that it's not akusala karma pata, if no deeds or speech, she understood a different idea. I'd like to hear more comments on this because since it is stated so clearly in the text, and then she quotes from the Samaditti Sutta, firstly the part about abhija, covetousness. It covets thou, says it is covetousness, having become, etc. It's another, it's a constituents are two, another's goods and the inclination for them to be one's own. For even though greed has arisen based on another's good, it's not classes, completed course of karma, so long as one doesn't incline to them as one's own with the thought, oh, that this were mine. And then the part about Biyapada, and then the part on Michaditti, and she quotes from the Samaditti Sutta and commentary, saying that and under Mano Karma, these are all given as akusala karma pata through the mind.
Very clear. No doubt. No more about manokarma. Right?
But no, not clear because we are saying that, well, manokarma, as we discussed before, is any kusala or akusala chetana. But here it's talking about when manokarma is karmapata, not through speech or body, but through mind.
Because there can be the karma which is not mano karma through body, like I just did now. Yeah. See? That it means here. Yes. No intention before, no plan before. So it is not considered as mano karma.
Yes.
Just pick something up.
Right. But if there is, like I had come into the shop and there is a plan, then it's manokarma, even though it's through speech. So when it's referring to abhija, the covetousness here, wishing it were one, it's like you come in and you think, oh, I wish those biscuits were mine, and then taking it at that moment.
See, that karma is karma anyway. It cannot be other thing at all. So it depends on how little it is, or how strong it is.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
That's all.
And when it's referring to the biyapada, like if
Drinking coffee, see? Such that. Not through speech, not through this, but there is chetana to drink. It is manokarma.
That is it manokarma.
Yeah, all chetana, chetasika.
But kamapata, like the biyapada, the strong anger, like normal dosa, no. But when it's very strong anger, it...
Like Trump?
Not Trump. Like Trump.
When it's kama of Trump. Anyway, he goes. But for the others, eh?
So when it's...
I give this example because it's very clear. But when you go somewhere and start, you heard something about it, it just happened to you. Answered back. That is through speech.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if it's strong, if it's strong anger, that would motivate something.
Right.
But otherwise, if it's just strong anger, it
just
be a part.
Sudden anger.
Not gamma at that point, is it? No. I'm sorry, it's not gamapata at that point.
This is about gamapata.
Gamapata. Yes. Yes. Classify manokarma into three. Manokarma is akusala chetana.
Yes.
And it is so very weak when it's just drinking, buying, talking, and so forth. It's not kamapata.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's kamapata, it's classified through speech, body, and mind.
Okay, so when it's akusala karma, through not through speech or deed, but through mind,
it depends on whether it's weak or strong.
So, for example,
because it can be conditions for the action when it's strong.
Yes.
But when it's not conditioned for the action, it just...
So if the vihapada or the abhija or the michaditi, if it's very strong but it doesn't condition the deed or speech,
yes,
then
manokama.
Manokama, but not...
As usual.
But not kama.
Yes, but not kama.
I think I'm trying to present Tom's.
What was
point.
Your last comment? When it's very strong.
When it's very strong, like there may be very strong vihapada, very strong ill will, but even though it's very strong, perhaps later it may condition some bad speech or deed, but maybe not at that moment. But if it doesn't condition it at that moment,
it's still not it to be this or that at all. It depends on all other realities in the past and present. Very complex.
And so it is manokarma, but also I think some examples.
Dham's point is that according to this, there are two elements to kamapata for covetousness: another's goods and the inclination for them to be one's own. So a decision, determination to take other's goods.
Kamapata.
Kamapata.
Through body, but it's not planned before.
But if you don't
not,
take
not actually
it.
Taken yet, but the determination to do so.
But not done yet.
But not done yet.
So who can tell? Because it can be the pre-jetana before action. Mm. It just happened without jetana at the action.
If they were taken, then it would be...
Again, if you think like that, as much as we can, is that what is jetana, what is kamma, it is jetana. And it can be very weak and very strong, is that
right,
as much as we can know. And how to classify them is that when it's not through body and sudden through body and speech, it is manokamma, through mind. That's all. Enough or not yet?
Question of kamapata, yeah, in this context, because she says that
because you see,
says that it's kamapata.
Yeah, because you see that the teachings of the Buddha is so very profound.
Yes.
It is to study and to understand of no self.
Hmm.
It's not to try to think a lot,
right,
about it and have no understanding at all.
No. Quite so.
But still, we can say that if it is akusala kamapata, it has to be, there has to be the hurting or harming of the other, so it has to be through body or speech.
That's it, because it's reached kamapata.
Yes.
That's why the usual ordinary manokama turns to be or reach the level of that kamapata.
Yes.
Otherwise, all other moments manokama.
Manokama.
And also, I think I read in the Atasalani or somewhere that, for those with psychic ability, they can hurt even through the mind. But for us, if there's no speech or deed, manokama, yes.
Yeah.
But for us, cannot be, has to be only through speech or deed. Yeah, because we don't have psychic abilities.
As long as it's heard even through mind, it is
can be
manokama.
Yeah.
It is, because it's not through other knowledge.
Yes, so it is at that point.
Again.
No mama, no kamma.
Right.
We see, because it's the Vietnamese keep raising this question.
Yes, but you see that is that not enough to understand reality as a self?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Or should we keep on thinking away from reality right now?
And understand mana karma even now.